Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITAM.com, and archived on the Society's webpage, c-rs.org. I am your host, Dean Paloka, and today is Sunday, July 27th, and we have a special interview with Marianne Sivak, and we'll tell you more about Quechua coming to America with Marianne, as well as the second part of our history lesson on the life of Blessed Bishop Goidich. We start today's program off by going to Lemkovina. Even though this broadcast is fully sponsored by the Carpatho-Russian Society, we need your financial support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the air. If you would like to make a donation to the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program, please give me a call, Dean Paloka, at 412-877-9351, or you can send me some email at this address, russinradio@c-rs.org. We're here with Marianne Sivak, and she is one of the sponsors for the folk group Quechera, which is coming to America in September. Tell us a little bit, Marianne, about the Russian ensemble Quechera.
Well, thank you very much, Dean, for having me. I'm very excited because these are my people. And the ensemble takes its name from the mountain Quechera, which rises above their beautiful village of Yakubany. Founded in 1962 by Michael Kundla as a children choir, it has expanded to where it is now comprises distinct adult, youth, and children group totaling of about 80 members. It is the youth, however, component that which is on the present American tour. Quechera celebrates the traditions of Yakubany through song, dance, and skits. The audience will enjoy stylized performances of weddings, christenings, washing clothes by the riverside, and flax catching. The traditional highlight is the village's festival of St. John, where girls leap over small fires, and then boys compete to build the biggest bonfire they could. Of course, when indoors, the flames are provided by electric lights. We cannot afford any fires. Mm-hmm. Quechera garnered numerous prizes on Slovak television. It has performed in Poland, Ukraine, Russia, and the former Yugoslavia, also in the Czech Republic as well. This is the first visit to the United States, and we are very excited about their visit.
And we're very excited to have them as well. Tell us a little bit about you and where you come from. You come from Jakubiany originally. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Marianne.
Well, as for me, I was born in my beloved Jakubiany. We owned a house in a village, but would spend the warmer months at another house in the mountains, grazing our animals on the hillsides. I still remember tending to our horses, pasturing the cows, and trying, not always successfully, to stay atop the hay when we drove our wagon down the mountains. Mm-hmm. My mother died when I was 5, and eventually my father relocated us to Bohemia. I continued to make summer visits to Jakubiany, where I stayed with my father's family. When I was in my early teens, my mother's father, Guido, who emigrated to America in 1920s, invited me to stay with him. But even now, I return to Jakubiany whenever I can. In 2005, with the considerable help of Quechera, I was instrumental in recreating the traditional Jakubiany wedding. Performers moved from house to house. It was an all-day event. It was wonderful. And they proceeded through the streets all the way to the church itself. And Father Saraka even presided over a mock wedding. This celebration involved many of the villagers. The whole village got together and they worked to create this magnificent event. And it was also broadcasted by the Slovak television. And for the first time, much of the nation heard a program in the Russian language.
Wow, that is great. Tell us where we can see Quechera. What cities will they be coming to, and what are the dates of their performances?
Well, Quechera is scheduled appearances in New York, New Jersey, Washington, D.C., Minersville, Harrisburg, Cleveland, and Pittsburgh, and also in Johnstown. The performance here in Pittsburgh will start September 21st at 5 p.m. at the Carpathia Russian Cultural Center. And that center is located 915 Dixon Street in Munhall. But their very first performance will be in Johnstown on Friday, September 19th. And we're very excited about that. September 19th, they will be in Johnstown. September 20th, they will be in Cleveland at the Vatra event.
Right.
September 21st, they'll be in Pittsburgh. Then September 22nd, I like to take them to Niagara Falls.
Oh, so
they
wow.
can start with America.
Mm-hmm.
And then September 23rd, they'll be in Minersville. September 24th in Harrisburg, and hopefully September 25th in Washington, D.C., and so on.
Okay. And who can people call to order their tickets now?
They can call me at 412-251-3083
mm-hmm.
or at... CFA@CRS.org. It's a Carpetta Russin Society that is sponsoring them.
Mm-hmm.
So even if people call the Carpetta Russin Cultural Center, the number will be able to get hold of them.
Okay. And since you are from Jakubiany, Marianne, as you know, the Carpetta Russin Society Heritage Program can be heard worldwide, even in Jakubiany. Would you like to give your family and your friends in Jakubiany a greeting, po našemu?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Moji milí Jakubianci, moji milí krajane, my vás pozdravujeme a tešíme sa na vašu návštevu do Ameriky. Vaše tradície a zvyky obohacujú Slovensko a sme rádi, že za nedlho obohatia i našu americkú kultúru.
Čo rozvíjaš, zajírečko moja, čo mňa hýbe. fathers in mind. They had a plan to stay strong in time.
My grandfather and all my uncles and aunts were members of the GCU. I'm married and I have three kids, and I found my wife here at the 50th bowling anniversary tournament, and ever since then we've been active in Pittsburgh and Michigan at all the GCU functions.
Well, I joined the GCU when I got married. I'm a mother, a wife, and a grandmother. When we found out we were having a granddaughter, on her christening day, we gave her a GCU life insurance policy. I see a lot of young people being involved, and that makes me, as a grandma, feel really good.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance and annuities that the GCU offers, please give them a call. The Greek Catholic Union of the USA, toll-free, at 1-800-722-4428. That is the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. St. Gregory Byzantine Catholic Church, located at 2005 Mohawk Road in Upper St. Clair, invites you to their parish flea market sale on Saturday, August 9th, from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. You can browse and buy kitchen and household items, small furniture, children's clothing, sporting goods, and much more. For more information, please call the parish office at 412-835-7800. That is Saturday, August 9th, 8 a.m. until 3 p.m., St. Gregory Byzantine Catholic Church's Parish Flea Market. For more information, call 412-835-7800 or visit them on the web, www.stgregoryusc.org.
Pie me vinco, orche pie. Come duša boli, nie dali mi vžac dzivčinu, co šercu povoli. Hudobna je tak vareli, nie budzeš mat stalu, ti bohaču sebe hledaj, najma kapitalu. Dobna je takva reli, nie budzeš mat stalu, ti bohaču sebe hljedaj, najma kapitalu. Oj, bohatstvo, oj, prekljate, čom švetom panuješ, ljubov našu, šťastce našo, naše rozlučuješ. Oj, bohatstvo, oj, prekljate, čom švetom panuješ, ljubov našu, šťastce našo, naše rozručuješ. Dali mi vžac dzivčinu, co šercu povoli. A u naših mladih šercoh rana se otvera, kvitok šesa i ljubovi preje i umera.
Mark your calendars for August 7th, 8th, and 9th. St. John the Baptist Orthodox Church in Ambridge will present their 21st annual Russen Food Festival. This will take place Thursday, August 7th through Saturday, August 9th. All the delicious Slavic food can be yours, including halupka, halushka, breaded chicken, kobasi, and kraut. Baked goods will be abound with traditional Russian favorites. There will be entertainment on Saturday, August 9th. The Slavyani Folk Ensemble will perform at 3 o'clock. And there will be a booth selling Russian ethnic items. For more information on St. John the Baptist Orthodox Church's Russian Food Festival, which will be held Thursday, August 7th through Saturday, August 9th at their parish center located on 5th Street in Ambridge, please call 412-749-0675. That's 412-749-0675. This week we'll give you the second part of our story of Bishop and Martyr Pavel Gojdič. The progress in religious and spiritual life in the Eparchy of Brešo that followed the personal example and fervor of Bishop Gojdič was interrupted by the events of war, and especially with the coming to power of the communists in 1948. Their ideological program made itself felt above all against the Greek Catholic Church. Bishop Gojdič resisted any initiative to submit the Greek Catholics to Russian Orthodoxy, assisted by the communist power and the power of the state, even though he knew he was risking persecution and arrest, maybe even death. Gradually, he was isolated from the clergy and the faithful. On April 28, 1950, the Greek Catholic Church was forced to quit all activity by the Czechoslovak government, and in 1951, Bishop Gojdič was on trial and was given a life sentence and fined 200,000 crowns. Following the amnesty in 1953 given by State President Zapotocki, his life sentence was changed to 25 years detention. He was then 66 years of age, and his state of health deteriorated continuously. Yet all further requests for amnesty were refused. Although Bishop Gojdič was offered many times to become the Patriarch of the Orthodox Church in Czechoslovakia, he refused these offers, excusing himself and explaining it would be a very grave sin against God, a betrayal of the Pope, of his conscience, and of his faithful, most of whom were also suffering persecution. A great desire of Bishop Gojdič was to die comforted by the sacraments on his birthday. Both desires were fulfilled at a prison hospital in Leopoldo. Father Alois Vranja was transferred to his room, where he heard Bishop Gojdič's confession, and then on July 17, 1960, on his 72nd birthday, he died in the hospital in a prison in Leopoldo. After the Prague Spring in 1968, the state authorities, after many delays, gave permission for exhuming the mortal remains of Bishop Gojdič, and this happened on October 29, 1968, followed by the transfer of the remains to Prešo. Bishop Pavel Gojdič was legally rehabilitated on September 27, 1990. Subsequently, he was decorated posthumously with the Order of Tomas Masaryk, Second Class, and with the Cross of Pribina, First Class. During Pope John Paul II's historic trip to Prešo, Slovakia, he prayed at the tomb of Bishop Gojdič. Thank you for joining me today on the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 2:30 here on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh. Also streaming online at WPITAM.com and archived on the Society's webpage c-rs.org. We have a good show lined up for you next week. We will have Marek Guzle, director of the Kechera Ensemble. We'll see you all next Sunday at 2:30. Trimajte se krasno tyžden, šťastlivo. Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Palocca, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program.
Дорогие русинские братья и сестры, барсердечно вам дякуємо, що сте слухали нашу реалацію. Дуфаме, що я вам любил наш несний програм. Позиваме вас слухати следующу неділю о 5:30 годині на станиці WPIT на фреквенцію 730. Тримайтеся красне і з Богом!